Well, hello there. I know it's been a long time since I've posted one of these short podcasts, and I guess I've had plenty to say, but I certainly haven't said it. And one thought just came to me recently, and I've hinted on this before, but I just really want to kind of explore it a little bit further in this short segment. And the word is sometimes. And it's dawned on me that I sometimes do a lot of things. And I like the word sometimes, and up until now, it's described almost every aspect of my life. Sometimes. On good days, it becomes most of the time. But sometimes is just sometime. I believe the key to success is what we choose to do all the time, what we choose each and nearly every day. A mentor of mine named John Maxwell, of course, has written over 100 books, and he speaks about what he does every day. And do you have a guess what that might be? Correct. He writes every day, and by every day, he means every day. And his results show it. As I look at my life up until now, I do a lot of things sometimes. Like in school, I did my homework sometimes. Like at my house when I clean sometimes. I've shared with students often that you can't hide habits. Habits can't be faked. I could tell you that I have a habit of working out each and every day, but you take one look at me and you know that hasn't been one of my habits that I do each and every day. The opposite is true when you walk into someone's home and it's nearly spotless. And we all know a few people like that. Of course, they'll tell you that, excuse my mess, but one look around that house and you can see their habit of cleaning their house. I can tell you, though, that there is one thing I do get right almost every day. And I give the people the benefit of the doubt, and I try to be kind any chance I can. There are times when people appreciate it and others that don't seem to care one way or the other. Either way, I choose to be kind. That's right. It's a choice. Ultimately, what we make a habit doesn't need to be difficult. It doesn't need to be expensive or hard to explain. Rather, it has to be something you believe in, something you're willing to defend, protect, and stand in no matter what. I think being flexible is very important, and I do protect that value of mine as well. However, in being kind, I truly believe that it is the difference maker. Kind to others, and just as importantly, and sometimes more importantly, yourself. This kindness compounds. What is one thing you could do today that will take you closer to your goal or dream? One thing could be small. Is it 10 sit-ups? You might think 10 sit-ups, that's 10 sit-ups, right? That's not very big. But if you think about 10 each day, it's 70 per week or, several thousand a year. It may not seem like many, but how many did you do yesterday? Is it reading 10 minutes a day? May not seem like much, but that's over an hour a week. How much did you read last week? What simple step could you take? One simple step. That's my challenge to you. What do you stand for? What do you protect? What do you defend each and every day? I do a lot of things sometimes, but when we look at what we do all the time, I think that'll be your difference maker. Don't make it huge, just make it every day. I truly thank you for listening. If you took these few minutes out of your day to listen, I hope you found some value, maybe a challenge to do one thing and add it to your everyday list and make it not a sometimes thing. All right. Thank you. Hope you join me next time.